Okay, Chevra, tonight I'd like to give a shiur that's actually one of my favorite shiurim. I gave it in 2008, for those of you who are keeping score. The question is a person allowed to enter a suffix sakana to save someone else from a vadai sakana? Am I allowed to put myself into a situation that's somewhat dangerous to save you from a situation that's extremely dangerous? This is nogei ala maisa very often. For example, let's say someone needs a kidney. I, Baruch Hashem, have two kidneys. Right? That's the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo made me. They're still both functioning. Someone needs a kidney. Right? Why? Does that person need a kidney? You could function fine with one kidney, but this person has no functioning kidneys. Am I allowed to give up my kidney, right, which is putting myself in a suffix, sakana, no? Whenever you go under the knife, whenever you go under general anesthesia, this is suffix, sakana. Am I allowed to put myself into a suffix, sakana, to save you from a vadai sakana? You have no functioning kidneys. Right? Am I allowed to do that? Or, a very common question that comes up very often in Eretz Yisrael, you have the chovesh. The chovesh is the person who's the army medic. Right? Someone is shot on the battlefield. Right? Someone, Rahman Latzalan, is in a terrible situation. Am I allowed to go and run out to try to save that person? I'm putting myself in the suffix sakana. They're shooting. Right? The bullets are flying. Am I allowed to put myself in the suffix sakana to save you from a vadai sakana? This is nogei ala maisa if I'm a doctor, right? And there's someone who has Ebola. Right? Now, you're in the vadai sakana. You have Ebola, right, Rachmana Letzlan. Am I allowed to put myself in the suffix sakana to save you from the vadai sakana of Ebola? Right? And this is nogei ala maisa, that we could probably, if we'd be creative, we could think of probably 2,000 other cases where this is relevant. But what's interesting to note is zok the mesha chachma, that
here's the same shalom about somebody drowning, right?
Someone's drowning, right? So am I allowed as a lifeguard to jump in? So that's a slightly different, because if you're trained, you know, then there's
a non-professional,
correct. If you're a non-professional to jump in to try to save somebody, you're putting yourself into a suffix sakana, and, right? So there's hundreds and hundreds of cases that we could think of, and the Mesha Chachma says that he thinks there is a raya to this question, not from a Mishnah, well, there is that also, but from a pasuk in the Torah in this week's parasha. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam, yes, there he goes like this. So Moshe Rabbeinu, if you remember, leaves the palace and he sees various incidents, right? And at one point, Moshe Rabbeinu sees a Mitzri hit a Jew. Moshe Rabbeinu vayaches haMitzri vayitmenehu b'cho. Moshe Rabbeinu strikes the Mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu recognizes a dangerous situation and there are people who are out to kill him. No? Moshe Rabbeinu runs away to Midian. No? And while he's in Midian, he gets married, things are grand. Right? And then the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayom Hashem Moshe b'Midian, this is Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Tes, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Midian Leich Shuv Mitzrayim Ki Mesu Kol Ha'anoshim HaMevakshim Es Nefshecha. Moshe Rabbeinu, go back to Mitzrayim, because all of those people, who according to Chazal are Dasan V'Aviram, etc., who are out to get you, Ki Mesu Kol Ha'anoshim HaMevakshim Es Nefshecha, all those people who are out to get you are dead. So Dasan V'Aviram, we'll talk about that a little bit later. No, they had Saras. Right, but the Gemara in the Nedarim says Arba Chashuvim Kemeis, right? Anisuma Mitzayra Mishen Lobanim, right? So okay, but the Pshuto Shel Mikra is that there are people out to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet they zen and gestarbin, they're dead. So therefore, you can go and you can return to Mitzrayim. They're all dead. Zok the Mesha Chachma, right? Remeir Simcha Hakohen Muchach. The Mesha Chochma says the entire Jewish people needs Moshe Rabbeinu. They all need him to come and save them, right? And even so, Moshe Rabbeinu would not go down to Mitzrayim if not for the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him a specific tzivui, go to Mitzrayim. Moshe would not go to rescue all of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because Eino Tzarech Lachem Sasma B'Sakana. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go to Mitzrayim and the people are out to get him are still alive, he's putting himself into a suffix Sakana. And
hey, they're out to get him. They're
going to go. But you know what? You could hide. You could look. Right? May. It's hard. Again, the difference between suffix sakana, vade sakana, percentages. I'm not a statistician. But the fact is, Moshe Rabbeinu has to be told by the Ribbono Shel Olam, go to Mitzrayim because everyone is at, because those people have died. If not for that special tzivui from the Ribbono Shel Olam, Moshe Rabbeinu would not go. Why not? All of my Israel needs him. Teretz says, I'm not allowed to put myself into Sakana, even for Hatzolah's Kol Yisrael.
What about Esther? Is it relevant for Hatzolah Yalmod from someplace else?
Yeah, what about Esther? So, Mimokamacher is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Esther goes into the king. Esther was confident, apparently, that the king would reach out his serpent and let her in. But the fact is, if not for the tzivoy, the Ribbono Shel Olam, so Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't go. Rabbi.
Is there any need to go?
So the way the Meshech Chachma says he wouldn't need to go, but we'll probably talk about this a little bit later. If you don't need to go, so it can sign it's usher to go, because I'm not allowed to put myself into a sakana. Right? The only heter to go is because I'm mechoyev to do so. If I'm not mechoyev, so then I'm not allowed to. Right?
That's a machloket, so whether you could put your life in danger when you don't need to.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And Ochanami, that's part of this cholent. We probably are not we're assuming that we're assuming the Pashtus is like the Rambam and most Rishonim that you're not allowed to put yourself into a sakana, that you can't volunteer your Hagvah Yavar.
How would the poskim of today permit to give a kidney?
We'll talk about that.
Oh.
we're going to talk about that. Honestly, to give away the secret before we start, to give away the secret before... Fine. So, and then Zok the Meshech Chochma, he goes weiter, Umizeh Yotzel Rabbeinu B'Mishnah, Shehagola Le'ir Miklat, Ve'enu Yotzel Le'edus Mitzor, Le'edus Mamim, Le'edus Nefashas, Afil Yisrael Tzrichim, Afil Sar Tzava Yisrael Ki Yoav Ben Tzruya, Enu Yotzel. The Mishnah says if a person was Rotzeach B'Shogin, the person is in an Ir Miklat, you're not allowed to leave that Ir Miklat, even if Kol Yisrael Tzrichim Lo. Even if everybody needs you, like you're Yoav Ben Tzruya, you're the Sar Tzava, you're the general, they all need you, you're not allowed to leave the Ir Miklat. Why not? Zot the Meshech Chochma, I'll tell you why not. Because if I leave the Ir Miklat, the Goyal Hadam is allowed to get me, and I'm putting myself into a Suffix Sakana, and I'm not allowed to put myself into a Suffix Sakana, even if Hatzolah's Kol Yisrael. Right? Eino Yotze. And he says, in Ayin or Sameach, in Hilchus Rotzeach, etc. Right? He refers to his own work. Right? The Meshech Chochma refers to the Ar Sameach. And this is found here in the Rambam in Hilchus Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh. It's found in this Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach says the same idea. The Arzameh says, listen, the Maisa, since the Goyo Hadam is allowed to kill you, you can't put yourself into a suffix sakana, even for Hatzolas Kol Yisrael. And then he writes, if you pick up the end of the first paragraph in the Arzameh, Umuchach mizeh, delo ka goyis maimani, b'shem Yerushalmi in Shrumis, shehuva b'kesef Mishnah, Parak Aleph Halacha Yodaled Dechayev Lahachnis Atzma B'Suffik Sakana. Umi Yerushalmi Gufei Emuchach Lama Ayin Heitav Bo. The Ar Sameach gives you a whole mouthful. He says, this Tukotar that I'm saying, that you're not allowed to put yourself into a Suffik Sakana to save people from a Vaday Sakana, that is against what the Kesef Mishnah quotes from a Hagos Maimini from a Yerushalmi. The Kesef Mishnah says, turn the page. We'll talk about some of these other things. Kesef Mishnah says that here. He quotes from the Gemara in Perek Ben Sora, if I see someone who's drowning, or I see that an animal is getting at somebody, or there are robbers coming, Amuchiyav Lahatzel, the Torah says, Lasamro Tamri Echa. So then the Gemara says, because of Harosh, here, where is it? Because of Agos Maimon, right, two lines before the end of this Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah quotes on Agos Maimoni. Now, this Agos Maimoni is not found, most Agos Maimonis are found on the bottom of the page of the Rambam. This Agos Maimoni is Agos Maimoni Defus Constantinople, which is not found, it's called Kushta by Yidden. It's not found in the regular Hagos Maimonides. It's found in the back of the Franco Rambam. They have Hagos Maimoni Defus Kushta. But Hagos Maimoni says, that Birushalmi Masik Afilu Lahachnas Asman B'Safik Sakana Chayiv. Yerushalmi says that I'm even obligated to put myself into a Safik Sakana to save you from Vade Sakana. The reason is because this guy's in Vaday Sakana, I'm in Safik Sakana, ain't Safik Mosimide Vaday. General rule, even though that rule in Shas is in the context of Dine Mominus, ain't Safik Mosimide Vaday, Kesef Mishnah says, because ain't Safik Mosimide Vaday, therefore I'm Mechoyev to put myself into a Safik Sakana to save you from a Vaday Sakana. Says the Or Sameach, Mesha Chochma, my shtickle Torah about Moshe Rabbeinu and about the person who's Rotzeach B'Shogeg is against this Hagos Maimini. So this is the general parameters of the conversation. And let's be Ma'ayin in this a little bit now. Okay? To give away the punchline before we really start, most poskim assume, well, we'll see a discussion in poskim whether we pass like the Kesef Mishnah or not. Most poskim assume that the answer over here really depends as to how much of a suffix is a suffix. Right? In other words, when it comes the Sitz Eliezer, a very early tshuva in Chelek Tes, said it's also to donate a kidney. By the time he got to Chelek Tes Vav, he said, you're allowed to if you want. What changed? What changed was medical science advanced. Right? And it's less of a sakana today. You have to figure... Now, again, what the threshold is, how much of a sakana is a sakana, is a very serious question that you have to grapple with. That's what the post-game have to deal with. But in broad strokes, the idea is that if it's less of a sakana that I'm putting myself into, every time I dive in, I see that you're drowning. Anytime I dive in, there's a sakana. Even if I'm an expert lifeguard, there's always a sakana because they might pull me under. The teretz is, how much of a sakana, right, depends on the situation, and you have to really weigh the situation. You have to weigh the situation carefully. Fine, Zolzayim. Now, the Arzayach basically has two rayas. One raya is a Mishnah in Makkos, right, that the Rotzeach B'Shogeg is not allowed to leave the Ir Miklat, even if Kol Yisrael Tzrichim Lo like Yoav Ben Tzruya. And the other raya is the Pasuk. And what we're going to have to figure out is Mistoma, the Hagos Maimoni, knew how to learn also. And he probably knew a Mishnah in Makkos, and he certainly knew a Pasuk in the Torah. So how could it be that there's a Machlekes? That's what we're getting at. Lemaisa, the Gemara in Makkos, the top of page 2, top of the second side. The Gemara dashes on the pasuk im yatzo yetze harotzeach ein li ela b'meize b'shogig minayin tamen lo ma'im yatzo yetze mikom makom. If you leave no matter what, then the goy hadam can kill you. Then the Gemara has a question. Don't we say that if you leave b'meize you get killed b'shogig gola? Gola means in this case that you go back to Golos. I was in Golos until now. I leave b'shogig, I go back in. In other words, that you have no right to kill me. You go al adam, I have no right to kill me. So the Gemara has a stira between the first manda, the first source that says that b'shogig you could also get killed. Lo kasha hakamanda amma amra dibratar Kilshon b'nei Adam, Hakamada Amar lo aminon Dibra Torah Kilshon b'nei Adam. Okay, so machlekes whether Dibra Torah, whether Yotza Yetze, the double lashon means anything or not. Amar Abaya, Mistavra Kamanda Amar Dibra Torah Kilshon b'nei Adam, Shelo Yehi Sofo Chomor Mitchilaso. Matchilaso b'meiz nera b'shay gegola. Avsofa b'meizin nerag b'shogigora. Abaya says that we pask in l'chaora that if the rotseach b'shogig leaves the Eir Miklat b'shogig, so then you go to galus. If you leave b'meizin, you get killed. You leave b'shogig, you go to galus. Right? Now, what does that mean? L'chaora, that means like this. If I'm in galus and I leave... and I leave b'shogeg.
Meaning, what does that mean? I left b'shogeg.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But if I leave b'shogeg, so lahalacha, you have no right to kill me. B'shogeg gola means I go back to Golas, and the goyal hadam has no right to kill me if I leave b'shogeg.
How can you ascertain that?
What?
How could I ascertain that?
So I'll tell you how I could ascertain that. L'cha'ora, b'mezer means... let's assume that b'mezin means that I don't want the protection that the Torah puts in to place. And I am being meva'et, I'm kicking against the protections of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's mezid. Shogeg means that I'm not leaving because I don't care about the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't care about the Torah. I'm leaving for some other reason. Therefore, let's say I'm the Sarat Sofa. Let's say I'm the general. And I leave the Eir Miklat because we have a war going on, and Hatzalas Kol Yisrael, I have to save everybody. Is that shogig or mezid? Mistama, that's shogig, no? Ooh. If that's shogig, right, if I leave b'shogig, and then what? Then the din is that you're not allowed to kill me. So the l'cha'ora, this arsameach, is against the skemara. No? Because the if I leave b'shogeg, you're not allowed to kill me. When the Sartzova leaves, he's leaving b'shogeg, no?
No,
b'mezin.
He says, I know, I realize it's a personal risk, but...
So this is what Baruch asked a few minutes ago. How do you define shogeg and mezin? I was saying that maybe mezin means I'm kicking. I'm going against what the halacha is. And shogeg means I'm doing it. It could be that shogeg means that... I didn't know it could possibly mean that. That I'm walking around, I space out, I'm in the Olamos HaYoinim over there. I'm such a hecher mensch, I have no idea where I am. Again, it could be. It could be. But what we're trying to say, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, there's a big fat sefer called Mishnas Pekuach Nefesh. That deals with every single Shiloh Pekuach Nefesh in the planet. It's a really interesting book. So in the same Mishnas Pekuach Nefesh in the back, they have Tshuvas of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. In Oysamach Vav, of Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Tshuvas in the back of the Mishnas Pekuach Nefesh, he wants to say that maybe when you leave as a Saratsava, you're leaving B'shogeg, and therefore there's no right to kill you, right? And that would be against the Meshachachma. Alternatively, maybe when you leave, you're leaving b'mezid. And if I leave b'mezid, then you have a right to kill me. Maybe even if I'm a saratsava, when I, as a saratsava, leave, maybe that's considered leaving b'mezid. So then
what
they
point. The Eir Miklat now?
I'm leaving the Eir Miklat. I leave
the
Eir Miklat.
Don't know what your intent is.
Well, he knows because I'm the general and I'm leaving to go and join the army and fight a war. So how do I assess your das? Do I assess it like it's mazed or shogeg? On the one hand, I know exactly what I'm doing. Right? On the other hand, it could be it's shogeg in the sense that I'm not really rebelling against the halacha. I'm supposed to be in the Eir Miklat. I think I'm making a mistake in din. I think I'm supposed to leave for Hatzalas Kol Yisrael, and really I'm not supposed to. So look at the Ritva here in Makkos. B'shogeg gola perush, B'shogeg b'maisa k'sava shalo yatzah chutz l'tchum. That's the case that you gave, right? That right? You said that you didn't leave the tchum. That's one pshat. O shogeg b'hora'a k'sava shamutter latzeis. That's called a shogeg. M'meila, if it's called a shogeg, so then this case is against. Then this gemara is against the chiddush of the Ar Sameach. If it's called shogeg b'din, so then right, it's a beferish ray against Ar Sameach, because then you can't kill me. So the whole shtaguta of the Ar Sameach doesn't fit. So maybe the pshat is as follows. Why is it that you're not supposed to leave the ir miklat? The whole din is hard to understand. Some say it's just gzeiras hakasav. The Ar HaShulchan has a shtikl teira. He wants to say that it's not proper that Hatzolas Ko Yisrael should come about through Rotzeach. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants the right people to do his work. And Hatzolas Ko Yisrael should not come about through Rotzeach. But the Sefer Mishnas Pekuach Nefesh has the following idea, which is really interesting. He has the following shayla. Again, this Mishnas Pekuach Nefesh guy spent a lot of time thinking about all these shaylas. So he says, let's say you have some. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote tshuvas to the Mishnas Pekuach Nefesh in the back. I think the Sefer is written by a Rav Lomnitz from Bnei Brak. It's a massive, fat Sefer about every single knesh within Pekuach Nefesh. It's unbelievable. Now, in the Mishnas Pekuach Nefesh, he has a fun case. Let's say I am the world's best doctor, and I can cure people who have machalos that no one else can cure. And I myself killed somebody. B'mezer. So Beis Din is supposed to kill me. Am I going to say that Pekuach Nefesh is doicha the mitzvah that Beis Din has of Ritzicha? Beis Din has a mitzvah to kill somebody. No? Do I say that Pekuach Nefesh is doicha the mitzvah Pekuach Nefesh because this doctor is going to save hundreds of people? Right? And maybe the Pekuach Nefesh of those people, doicha the mitzvah that Beis Din has to kill me. It's a brilliant question, no? Like a real yeshiva bacher could ask this one.
The Pekuach Nefesh is on the people who are sick.
And Ochanami, but whenever there's Pekuach Nefesh doicha all the mitzvahs in the Torah. No? And Beis Din has a mitzvah to kill. So maybe Pekuach Nefesh is doicha this mitzvah that Beis Din has to kill. It's a chap. So comes along the Sefer Mishnas Pekuach Nefesh. Mishnas Pekuach Nefesh says he thinks Pekuach Nefesh is docha mitzvahs in the Torah. It's docha isurim in the Torah. No? I'm allowed to eat any iser. I'm allowed to do any iser besides the big three for Pekuach Nefesh. Docha all the mitzvahs. Docha all the isurim. But it's not docha the onshim. If there's an einesh that I'm supposed to get because of something I did wrong, Pekuach Nefesh is docha mitzvahs, Pekuach Nefesh is docha isurim, Pekuach Nefesh is not docha onshem. That's his chiddush. Based on this, he wants to say maybe that's why the Rotzeach B'shogeg does not leave the ir miklat. When you learn Makis, you always have the question, what's the pshat in ir miklat? Is ir miklat a din of hatsala for me? Or is ir mikla an onesh? It's a punishment that I have. One could argue that ir mikla is an onesh, and there's a raya to this. The Gemara says that, let's say, Reuven is in ir mikla for killing B'shaygig, and while he's in ir mikla, this lo yutzlach kills B'shaygig a second time. So now the Goyo Hadam is not allowed to get him. When he's in the ir mikla, he's protected, no? So the din is Megalan Mishchuna Mishchuna, no? I go from this part of the city to that part of the city. What's the pshat? The pshat is because golos is an onesh. It's an onesh. And once we say that golos is an onesh, it's not just for my protection, it's an onesh to me. So then we could say, you know what? Pekuach nefesh is not docha onshim. And the reason why the Sar Tzava doesn't leave the ir miklat, even for Hatzolas Ko Yisrael, is because Pekuach Nefesh is docha mitzvahs, it's docha isurim, it's not docha onshem. That's the shtikl Torah that we could say to get out of the raya from ir miklat. Right? The Ur Sameach's raya, right? That what? that you see from the fact that the Sar Tzava can't leave Ir Mikla, that it's also to go into a suffix Akana to save people from Vadi Sakana. We can say, no. You're misunderstanding. It's a special din in Ir Miklat. Shom Tehei. You should be there. Why? Right? How come Pekuach Nefesh is not Doicha? Pekuach Nefesh is not Doicha because of a special din. It's an Onesh and you have to stay there. It has nothing to do with the Algamenu din, with the regular din of entering the suffix Sakana to save someone from Vadi Sakana. That is Shtikl Torah A. Now, so we could get out of the Mesha Chachma, the Ursa Meyach's Raya from the Mishnah. What about the Pasuk? Presumably the Hagos Maimoni knew how to learn in the Torah. And the Torah says, Leich Shuv Mitzrayma, Ki Mesu Kol HaNoshim, HaMevakshin Es Nafshecha. So how do you get out of this Raya? So, there are a few things to say. First of all, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog, he was the second chief rabbi, right? But he was the first chief rabbi of the state of Israel, because Moran HaRav Kook was chief rabbi pre-state. No? Rav Herzog, my father, actually, just to tell you a little story about Rav Herzog, when my father went to Eretz Yisrael in 48-49, he went to yeshiva. My grandfather said, there's Hakamas HaMedina, there's a country, get out of Montreal, go and learn in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So my father first went to learn in Yishuv HaChadash. Rav Shach was like the Rosh Yeshiva there. They beat him up too much. He was like the only American there. It didn't work. So then he went to learn in Chevron. So he learned in Chevron a little bit. But my grandfather gave my father very strict instructions. He was young. My father was 15. And he was learning in Chevron. So my grandfather gave my father strict instructions that he should try to connect to as many Gedola Yisrael as possible. So, okay. So he went to Reb Isser Zalman Meltzer, and he like knocked on the door on the Friday afternoon, and Reb Isser Zalman says, why are you here? So my father like, my father said I should come and be Gedola, and that's what he said. So Reb Isser Zalman said, listen, I have a hot shower. No one in Yerushalayim had showers. He had a shower. He said, why don't you come and take a shower? So my father took a shower at Mr. Zalman's house. And then my father went on a different time. He went to visit Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog invited him on a Shabbos day for a Su'uda, for Shabbos lunch. And my father remembers that Rav Herzog made Kiddush on red wine, and then he brought out a bottle of white wine, that covered the guests, and he made a bracha of hatova hametiv. These are the memories. So that's Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog was an unbelievable goyin, and in the tshuva here in the Heichal Yitzchak in Simon Lamites, it's like the last source on the sheet. So he quotes Mashahevi Hagomid Visk, a raya from the Mesha Chochma. The Mesha Chochma Pasha Shmos brings a raya from the Pasuk Leichshu Mitzrayim Kimesu Kan Noshim, right? So he says, "Vaday she'ena yisod divnos alav halacha." It's not a good raya. Ukvar dasher razal lo shemesu ella shenitzdaru v'chin sheyardu minichseihem. So he says, first of all, Chazal say that they didn't really die. They just had saras. If they just had saras, so then l'chayra, whatever suffix sakana Moshe Rabbeinu would have had if they were alive, he would still have when they're dead, no? Va'afi l'fi ha'poshet emikan raya, u'pashta dekra shem odam chayim ha'yisa mefached shema yoshinu alecha lifnei paru v'yargoscha u'melo tucha afi l'hasko l'hatzos Yisrael. Right. In other words, the Rav Herzog is saying that maybe Pshuto Shemikra is just that if they'd be alive, you wouldn't be able to begin your process of Hatzalah. If they're alive, they're going to impede whatever you want to do to rescue Klal Yisrael because they're out to get you. So therefore, right, Rav Shem tells him that they're dead and therefore you can begin the Hatzalah. Ben Achanami, right, Alpi Halachi could have done it, but he felt he wouldn't be successful when they were alive. Maybe that's the Pshat. Okay, that's what... Rav Herzog, that's where Rav Herzog is, Docha. There are other ways of getting out of this, the diuk from the Pasuk. If you read the Pesukim carefully, we see something interesting. Go back to the first source. Vayelach Moshe vayoshev al yeser chosno. Vayomer lo elchono v'ashuv el achai asher b'mitzrayim ve'era hadom chayim. Vayomer Yisrael Moshe lech l'shalom. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Yisrael and he says, I want to go back and return and see if they're alive. And Yisrael says, go. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich Shuv Mitzrayim, Ki Mesu Kol HaNoshem Avachim Es Nafshecha. Then the next pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu took his family. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone to Mitzrayim anyway, even if not for the tzivui of Ki Mesu Kol HaNoshem, even if not for the Rabbeinu Shalom speaking to him. That's when Moshe goes to Yisrael and he says, I want to go back. But then he would have gone on his own. Ki Mesu Kol HaNoshem is the way of saying, they're dead, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu takes his family. Memela, there's no raya from the pasuk, because the whole raya from the pasuk is from pasuk Yutes. But once he is in pasuk Yutes, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go back anyway. So lechaora, there's no raya from that pasuk either. Now, there are other shtiklach Torah in the Tshuvas of the Amudei Ar. The Amudei Ar is Rabbi Chiyo Heller, who was the Rav of Suvalk. Suvalk is where Rabbi David Lifshitz was the Rav. And Rabbi Chiyo Heller is the Rav of Suvalk. So in the Tshuvas Amudei Ar, he has a shtikl Torah where he wants to say that maybe if you're not sure if you'll be successful, then you're not allowed to enter a suffix akana. Maybe we pass in like the Kesef Mishnah, B'Shem, the Yerushalmi, etc., that you're allowed to enter a suffix akana to save someone from Vade Sakana, but that's only if you know you're going to be successful to save that person from a Vade Sakana. If you don't, who could know? Again, you have to play the statistics game, play the odds. But if you're pretty confident that you'll be successful, then you can. If not, you can't. So maybe the pshat over here, and it's similar to what we were saying before.
If you're not the greatest swimmer, you better not try.
That's right.
Yeah.
Same type of idea. Again, it's just the odds game, as we say. Fine. La halacha, we mentioned that the Kesef Mishnah quotes this Yerushalmi that you're mechuyev to put yourself into a suffix sakon to save someone from vad sakon. The sma at the very end of Choshen Mishpat. Turn to page 2 in the middle. The Sma, the end of Choshen Mishpat, quotes as Hagos Maimini B'Shem the Yerushalmi, that you're mechuyev to put yourself in the suffix sakana to save someone from Vade Sakana, and the Beis Yosef quotes it. And the Beis Yosef says the reason, because of Halo Vadai V'Hu Suffik, Ein Suffik Mosim Yidei Vadai. And then the Sma adds, Gam Zeh Hishmito HaMechaber Umaram. Riff, Rambam, and Rush don't quote this Hagos Maimini, this Yerushalmi, Mishum Hachish Mituhu Gamkein. So the Sma says, you know what? The Beis Yosef quotes it, but he ignores it in Shulchan Aruch. Hishmituhu, right? The Mechaber and Maram, and the Ramah. The Mechaber and the Ramah leave it out of Shulchan Aruch. And basically, what the Sma is saying is that we don't paskin like it. We don't paskin like this Yerushalmi that you're mechuyev to put yourself into suffix sakana to save someone from a vade sakana. Now, what's fascinating about the Sma is azoy. I'm under the impression that the Sma did not have the hakdom of the Beis Yosef to Shulchan Aruch. The hakdom of the Mechaber to Shulchan Aruch. I'll say it like this. You know, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kara, wrote the Beis Yosef. Massive work. And then he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch when he's in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote the Beis Yosef when he was in Turkey, on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Two Sfarim. Which is the real Sefer for Halacha? So usually, we grow up and we think the real book is the Shulchan Aruch. Right? And that's where we're Shulchan Aruch Yidden. Halavai, we should be Shulchan Aruch Yidden. Right? That's usually what we say. However, if you read the introduction that Rabbi Yosef Kara writes to Shulchan Aruch, he says that he wrote this book, Shulchan Aruch, and he divided it up into 30 days because he wants all the Balabatim to just constantly review the basic dinim that are there. And this book, Shulchan Aruch, is a review text of the basic dinim. But the real sefer for halacha is not the Shulchan Aruch. The real Sefer for Halacha is the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is very long. Get an impression that he's saying that the Rabbonim, they have to know Beis Yosef. They have to go through all of the long discussions. For the Balabatim, or for the people who just need to review Dinim quickly, Shulchan Aruch. If that's the case, if I'm right, and that's what it says in the introduction, so if this introduction is correct, so then the Sma is not correct. No? Because the Sma says that since the Mechaber leaves it out of Shulchan Aruch, therefore we don't paskin like this. I don't know if that's correct. I think Shulchan Aruch is there to tell me the basic dinim. This is azat savar from the din, entering the suffix akonah vade. It's not like the basic dinim. Shulchan Aruch is basic dinim.
There's thousands of applications
today. Today there are thousands of applications. We have kidneys there, but it's not something that you have to review once every 30 days. It's not that basic. So if that's correct, I think... if that's correct, so then we could argue on the Sma. La halacha, many poskim assume that we reject this Beis Yosef, not because of the Ar Sameach's rejection, like we pointed out, you could get out of the Ar Sameach's rayas, but they reject it because even though there's a Yerushalmi, this will take us too far, so we're not going to give the rest of the shir. But even though the Yerushalmi sounds like the what the Beis Yosef quotes, that you're mechuyot to put yourself into suffix sakana to save some from vade sakana, but there's indications that Talmud Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi.
What about also the concept of chayecha kodman?
Chayecha kodman, yeah. So therefore, so my, but does chayecha kodman mean that my suffix beats your vade?
What's that?
Does chayecha kodman mean that my suffix beats your vade? Or does chayecha kodman mean if we're walking through the desert, and we have only one jug of water, right? So in that situation, my vaday beats your vaday. But does my suffix beat your vaday? I don't know. That's really the shadow that we have to talk about. I mean, many try to bring rayos from that Gemara Bava Metzia to this discussion. It will get involved in terms of how to understand that Gemara Bava Metzia. But Lamaisa, the basic yesod la halacha, I think, is that we paskin that you, I don't know if we paskin that you're mechuyev to put yourself into the suffix sakana to save some from a vade sakana. La halacha must assume that you're allowed to, providing the suffix sakana that you're entering is a lower level suffix sakana. Right? If it's, again, what suffix means, you know, if it's a 50% chance that I'm going to die in an operation, don't do it. Right? But, like we mentioned, kidney donation, you're probably not mechuyev to do so. But if you, I think you could take any week in the Jewish press, they have ads that I'm looking for a kidney of this type, etc. Right? And it's a whole market. I don't think anyone's mechuyev to give a kidney. But Lamaisa, right? Lamaisa, it's probably a mitzvah to do so, because today the state of surgery is such that. Now, when it comes to the doctor treating someone with Ebola, so that's a slightly different shaila. All the poskim sefer Shechta has a piece about this in his sefer that elav funose es nafsho. The Torah says that for parnasa, if this is my job, so I have to sometimes put myself into a suffix akana. I'm allowed to have the type of job where I climb trees. I'm up on top of the tree. It's dangerous. Elav funose es nafsho. I'm doing it for parnasa. If I, for parnasa, am a doctor, so l'cha'ora in certain situations, you're allowed to put yourself, or you're mechuyev, that's your job.
But Dr. Muller used to say, Tov Shavrof Magahemen. And he explained it that, you know, a good doctor takes risks. You know, it's too bad neighborhood, you know.
Right, so again, so I think you have to do that. The question about the l'chovesh is a difficult question. It happens that Rav Kook, in his essays on this topic, Rav Kook assumes, I think the, what's his name? Rav Herzog, at the end of his tshuva, the end of his tshuva, he writes, Ve'ein safik sha'tzedekim hagon ha'koyen ha'godo, Rav Kook, she'benogei latzos ko Yisrael, ha'komod she'chayev la'hamir atzum b'sakana. To save all klai, so you're mechuyev to do it. Aye, what about Moshe Rabbeinu? So we got out of the rayas from the psukim that, like we pointed out, Ayin Yoav Ben Tzri also is a special din in the Er Mikvot, and we like the Shtikl Torah that we said about how Pekuach Nefesh is Docha Mitzvahs and it's Docha Onshem. It's Docha Mitzvahs and Isurim, it's not Docha Onshem. So these are some of the haros, and we should have a good Shabbos.